I heard you couldn't fall asleep. Of course, I know what time of the night it is. Aren't you going to invite me in? Thank you. I was starting to get a little cold waiting out on your step. We aren't going to the couch. We're going back to your bedroom. Follow me, princess. It's a bit later than normal, so we're going to have to keep our voices down. I'm sure you don't want a noise complaint from your neighbors over something like this. Why don't you lay on the bed for me? I see you eyeing my bag. It has a few things in it that I thought we could use. A toothbrush, a change of clothes, a vibrator, some cuffs, a blindfold, my hairbrush, melatonin, and also I think my charger. It was about everything I could think of to bring at the last moment. Happily taking my place between your legs. You feel me crawling on top of you. My weight, a welcomed added pressure. Do you want to try to sleep like this? Or would you rather see what I had planned? My fingers were crossed that you were going to say that. Put your hands above your head, princess. I'm going to attach these red leather cuffs around your wrists. This isn't anything new. You felt this before. But I know all it takes is the leather to brush against your skin. And you start to settle instantly underneath me. Finally starting to relax. The restraints aren't too tight, right? Perfect. Now you can look, but you can't touch. Making my way down your neck, over your chest, make myself comfortable between your thighs. Not able to close them with me in the way. I'm acting as a bit of a spreader bar for you. How fun! I get to see just how wet you've gotten in the short amount of time I've been here. Clit throbbing as you wait to see what I'm going to do next. Do you want to take a guess? I was going to ask if you're comfortable with a blindfold tonight or if you wanted to skip it. Since you just asked about it, I'm going to take that as a sign you want to be blindfolded, correct? Before I put this on, tell me what your safe word is. Good girl. I'm going to tie this behind your head so that you can't see what's next. If you need to use your safe word at any time, please do so. I want to fuck you to sleep, not fuck you into a panic attack. I'm not going to do anything you won't like, but I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm not going to tell you where I'm going to touch or taste, none of that. You are going to do your best to remain as still and quiet as possible. Anytime you make a sound, that means we start back at the beginning. Understand? Good girl. It's the lowest setting at first. The vibrator completely encapsulating your clits. Air pressure locks on and instantly makes you see sparks of pleasure. Creates an almost suction-like intensity as it begins to pulse against you. Weren't expecting it to be so intense. But since you can't see anything, when one sense is taken away, the others become heightened. My free hand brushes over your sensitive skin as goosebumps begin to appear. I know it feels good, but remember, don't make a sound. We're only getting started. We can't go back to the beginning. This is the starting point. If this feels too good, it's only going to get worse for you. Deciding it would be fun to give you more of a challenge. I decided to not give you too much time to adjust. Instead, increasing the pressure of the toy again. It's all right, princess. I've got you. You're not alone. I'm right on top of you, making sure everything goes according to plan. Oh, just look at you, rocking against the toy already. The vibrator says it has 6 speeds. Do you think you only need the 3rd one to come, princess? Are you really that sensitive? Oh, did you answer with a word? That means we go back to the start. You have to show me that you can take it like a good girl. You're supposed to be quiet, remember? It's late at night. You live in an apartment. You don't want the neighbors to come banging on your door because you can't keep it down. How embarrassing it would be for you to walk out into the hallway tomorrow to make eye contact with someone you kept up with your moans. It's better that you're blindfolded, restrained, and quiet. Now no one will know what a dirty girl you are. Take everything you're given so well. Starting to sink into the feeling again. I think I should speed it up. See if you can actually handle it this time. You're not going to speak, are you? Good girl. Remembering to nod your head yes instead of using your voice. You're starting to catch on. It's not like the rules of the game are hard. The cuffs keep your hands together as you keep them right where I place them. Your chest arches into my hand as I play with your nipples, pressing the vibrator firmer against you. Oh, I bet that feels good. Vibrator speeding up without any warning. You can't help but grind yourself against it, granting yourself more friction. Oh, that's it. That's my good girl. Keep moving your hips just like that. That's what I like to see. You look so pretty, princess. Pussy leaking onto the blanket underneath you, creating such a big mess. It's all right. We can just get another. That's why washing machines exist. You don't worry about anything besides how good you feel as the vibrator speeds up again. That feels really good, doesn't it? Back to the beginning, princess. What color are you? Then I'm going to keep going if you're still green. I know you can do it. I wouldn't have come up with this challenge if I didn't think you could succeed. It's just going to be a little bit more difficult. That's all right. That means it's going to feel even better once you do finally make it. You're all right, princess. I've got you. I'm right here. Going to take care of you. Going to make sure you come. But there are rules in place. If you break one of the rules, and I don't punish you for that, you're going to think it's okay to cheat when we play together. The only way you're going to win this is fair and square. Which is why I'm going to speed the vibrator up again. Oh, I know. You're familiar with this pace by now. Not on the first one, but nowhere near as powerful as you need it. It's just a constant buzz against your clits. It almost fades into the background because your pussy has gotten so used to the sensation by now, huh? That's all right. It gives you something to focus on as you feel my hand moving upwards. Ghosting over your neck. You feel my fingers at your mouth. I want you to suck them, princess. Go on. Put that mouth of yours to some proper use. So warm and wet as your tongue dances between my pointer and middle finger, sucking the two as hard as you can. That's a good girl, following orders so well. It gives you something to pay attention to as the vibrations increase. This time, it's not so easy to ignore. Pressing harder against your clits, you continue to lap at my fingers, hoping that that is enough of a distraction to keep you from making any noises. The blindfold doesn't seem to be helping. If anything, it only makes you wetter, right? Your hips grind against the vibrator against your will. You're not in control of your own actions anymore. You're starting to feel a little too good. Your clit continues to throb as you suck my fingers. Your tongue continuing to lap at them. Open for me, princess. Oh, that's my good girl. You can close now. Now you get to feel your own saliva around your neck as my hands start to close around it. Not enough to cut off the air. Just enough to make it a bit tighter. A reminder. Almost like a heavy weight of what could happen if you don't stay on your best behavior. You're going to keep taking what you're given because you're a good girl, aren't you? No better than to ask for more because that means talking. You're not going to talk? This is the closest you've gotten to coming so far tonight. Trying to look at me through the blindfold, your head just darts around. Maybe you'll actually impress me and make it all the way home. I actually hope you can do that. You want to make me proud of you, don't you? Then you're going to come just like this. This is the fourth power setting, I believe. Still got two more to go. Are you going to be able to make it, Princess? I want you to. Not going to pull this toy from you until you let go, at least. I want my pretty girl to come. Always look your best when you're coming, no longer holding back. So lucky to have you all to myself, to get to take you apart like this. Your wrist strain against the cuffs, keeping you still as your pleasure keeps growing. With every second that passes, you get a bit closer. If you were in a better headspace, you might be able to see how close you are, but right now, all you know is that you feel good, that you need to stay quiet. If you speak again, we start at the beginning, and you don't want that, not when you're finally getting closer. This is what you wanted this entire time, and you finally have it. I can't wait to hear the gratitude from you afterwards, Princess. Leaning into my touch, you feel my lips brush gently against you, tasting how delicious you are. My perfect girl. Got to feel just how difficult that one was for you. Entire body twitched in response as your hips continue to rock against the toy, fucking yourself harder against it. The more you move, the better you feel. The closer to the edge you are, the sexier you get. Desperation can be heard in your breathing as my hand moves to your chest, starting to pay attention to your breaths. Don't even have to do anything. Just have to hold the toy. You do the rest. Arching into my touch, bucking against the toy. You don't know what feels better. It's too hard to stay still and to be quiet. So you've settled on focusing on your noise. It was a smart decision on your part. At least that way you still get to come. When you're this close, that's the only thing you can think about. And that's a good thing, because you are on the final level, Princess. Just gotta survive this and you get your reward. It was never my intention to keep your orgasm from you. Just to make you work for it. That way it feels even better. Struggling behind the blindfolds. You don't know what you're going to feel next. Is it going to be my hand? My finger? A nail? Maybe even my mouth? You're not sure. All you know is that whatever comes next is going to feel good, so you welcome it. That's my good girl. You're taking it so perfectly. I knew you would make me proud. You always do. Keep it going. I know you're close. Just a little bit more. Oh, look at you. Fucking losing it as my lips continue to taste you. Why don't you come for me, princess? I know you want to. You've earned this. Be a good girl and come for me, just like that, yes. Oh, let it all out. Shh. It's okay, I've got you. I'm right here. You did well, princess. What color are you? And are you feeling a little bit tired? Then my plan worked. It's okay. I'm just taking the blindfold off. There. It's bright out here, huh? Welcome back, my beautiful girl. You did so good for me. I know I told you the entire time, but looking into your eyes while saying it, I feel like it gets the point across better. Now I'm going to undo the cuffs. Ready? Well, when you texted me that you couldn't sleep, I realized pretty quickly that you weren't going to do anything to actually help yourself. You were just going to end up scrolling on your phone for hours until you passed out, which isn't healthy. If I came over, I would be able to help you get back to sleep, and maybe I'll be able to make you come. It was a win-win for me. Are your wrists okay? You were rubbing them a little bit back there. I just wanted to check in. If you ever need anything from me, all you have to do is ask, princess. You know I would drop everything the second you asked me to. Now you stay right there. I'll be back with a towel so we can clean up and then get some proper rest.